police discovered weapons and ammunition while searching a Kaisfeld home yesterday following a missing person report. A police patrol stayed at the scene overnight and the road is expected to reopen this morning. Luxembourg's former Defence Minister François Bauch and ex-army chief Alain Duchesne will not face criminal charges over the 2019 Waldhof military camp explosion that killed two people. Luxembourg had the EU's second lowest rate of households with little or no employment at 3.9%, according to Eurostat. In other news, two National Guard soldiers have been shot and critically wounded near the White House. A devastating fire in a Hong Kong high-rise building has killed at least 44 people, with hundreds still missing. And the US celebrates the annual National Thanksgiving holiday today. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. After a misty start, we should have some clearer but grey skies. Expect some light afternoon drizzle and maybe even a chance of icy drizzle with highs of 1 to 3 degrees.